the 8th chapter of the Gospel by John. When the Lord Jesus was here as a man during his earthly sojourn, and especially during the 3.5 years of his public ministry, he was being constantly confronted by critics, those who constantly found fault with his words and his works, and in many other ways. But the wisdom of his words and the wonder of his works and the witness of his walk all showed him to be a unique person. He came and was made like unto man, but he was distinct from man because he was God manifest in flesh. Now John chapter 8, please, reading at verse 20. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself, because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, who art thou? Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Down towards the end of the chapter at verse 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. It's that little verse, that little expression in verse 28 that I want us to think about for just a little while this morning. When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am. This divine title that belongs exclusively to the Lord Jesus Christ, the self-existent one. When Moses was tending the sheep of Jethro, his father-in-law, on the gentle slopes of Mount Horeb, he had been doing it for almost 40 years. And having led the sheep out to pasture, likely he would have found himself some sheltered spot away from the glare of the blazing sun, and he would have had plenty of opportunity to recall earlier days. And sometimes as I read something and think about the life of Moses, I often wonder in those days, did his mind go back to those earlier days as a boy, a youth and a young man in Egypt, and all the privileges that were his, and all the things that were going for him. And now he finds himself here amongst the sheep on the backside of the desert. I wonder, was there times when perhaps he might have thought, perhaps I acted hastily, rashly, perhaps I should have thought the thing over a bit better. But Hebrews makes it clear to us, does it not, that he made the right choice at that time.